freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the show. It's hour number two of the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Whether it be a political issue, something personal, you got an agenda that you want to push on the air, we're here for you. 800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com.
Check out the updates. We have live streaming updates.
Live streaming updates.
Is that right?
You just throw technological-sounding words together and try to make it sound like you know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
so I don't know anything about the Internet. Sign up for the updates, and you find out all the news about the show.
That works, and it's free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. We have been all over the map, everything from corporal punishment of children to child rapists to the draft, and we actually haven't quite finished this draft thing. And again, you can always call in and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We're kind of recapping the whole draft situation, all of the different indicators that are pointing us in the direction of the draft. And unfortunately, I think that we're going in that direction. Now, Al, who called in last hour, says he doesn't think it'll ever happen. He says that the American people will stand up and say no to a draft.
I really hope so.
I really hope Al's right as well, because that's the only thing that can stop it. If they did reinstate the draft, or as they may call it now, national service, the only way that could come to a stop is if people refused to be drafted, is if people stood up and protested the draft. So hopefully the fact that we're not standing up and protesting all of the other infractions of our liberties and the destruction of our Bill of Rights, the fact that American people just seem to bend over and take it, whatever anti-freedom actions our government is up to, they don't seem to care at that point, or at any point up until this point. So I worry about the draft coming back. I feel like Americans just don't think they can open their mouth anymore.
The Bush administration is great with PR, and they're obviously not going to say, the draft's back, like it or not.
Yeah, we're coming to get you.
They're not going to do that. They're going to spin it in some way that, you know, people say, well, this is for national security. So,
right. You have to. I mean, you don't you care about your country, son? That's going to be
what if we get attacked? We've got to get over and fight the terrorists over there rather than fight them over here.
Well, some people are fighting the draft or the planned draft. Last weekend,
the alleged planned draft.
Right. Last weekend, activists and former military personnel who resisted combat duty came together for a youth and resistance conference in New York City. At the heart of the conference, organized by the New York City No Draft, No Way, was a plan to support and encourage resistors in the military and to cut off the information channels and recruitment methods used by recruiters like the Reserve Officers Training Corps, ROTC. Bush and Rumsfeld said, absolutely, there will not be a draft, said Dustin Langley, a former Navy officer and organizer for the No Draft, No Way campaign. Dustin also said, these are also the men who said that we know where the weapons of mass destructions are, and
right.
Quote, I will restore dignity to the White House, and, quote, we'll be greeted as liberators in Iraq. Those are also things that George Bush and Dick Cheney have said. All a draft takes is for Congress to sit down and pass legislation, Langley said. Military recruiters don't have the right to be on our campuses, to lie to us, and to take our children to an early grave. Justino Rodriguez, the son of an officer waiting to return to Iraq on his 42nd tour of duty, also spoke. On March 9th, Rodriguez was beaten and arrested by police, along with two other students from the City College of New York, for peacefully protesting the presence of military recruiters at a campus career fair. Rodriguez said that the career fair more or less consisted of three groups, a line of students wrapped around the corner for jobs offered by the telecom giant Verizon, mm-hmm. while the retail chain Walgreens made its case for entry-level positions, paying $8 an hour.
Bet that went well.
And then there were the military recruiters. He says that they prey on the fact that we can barely afford to go to college. What they don't say is that it's so hard to get the GI Bill that less than half who attempt to actually do.
Wow.
So what he's saying is the military's got this whole big PR campaign about, hey, join up, we'll send you to college. You will pay for your college education. Well, according to him, it's very, very difficult for you to get your hands on that.
I've heard that before.
Yeah. We've heard that before as well. Rodriguez and two other students, as well as 20 faculty and staff who challenged the recruiters, were suspended from school. A petition started that day demanding the full reinstatement of staff and students, which has since been done, received 1,000 signatures. The students are still fighting the criminal charges. Langley and the others say parents need to be educated about parts of the No Child Left Behind Act, which allow military recruiters to access information about students, including their home address, telephone number, and extracurricular activities.
Jeez.
Now, earlier this week, our very own Jason, our Wednesday night co-host, he is of college age. He's currently attending a community college in the St. Pete area. And apparently, some military recruiter got his hands on his personal information, called him at home, and referenced the fact that he was a new student at St. Pete Community College. You know, referenced all of these things that Jason was a little bit surprised to find out that the military recruiter knew. And so what I was kind of thinking was it was this. It was the No Child Left Behind Act in action here. Basically giving
not a child,
up,
though.
Well, he's in school. He's in a government-controlled school, and so therefore likely he qualifies. Most are unaware they can prevent this information from being released by submitting an opt-out form signed by parents or students to the school administration. Oh, well, isn't that nice? So you can, it's like with the Department of Transportation here in this particular state, where they'll sell all your private information to various different companies.
Unless you opt out, but we're not going to tell you because it's a secret.
Right, unless you opt out, which is an option, but we'll do our best to not inform you about it. Organizers want to also publicize the option for military resistors to find safe haven in Canada. During the Vietnam War, over 50,000 Americans went to Canada to avoid the draft. Today, however, Canadian law does not allow foreigners to apply for immediate landed immigrant status. They must apply outside of the country and wait for up to 2 years or more for a decision.
Eek.
So they're making it very difficult up there. Finally, Jerry Condon, a former Green Beret who refused to fight in Vietnam and who is organizing support for military personnel who have already gone to Canada to avoid fighting in the Iraq War, says that military resistors can avoid the new law by entering Canada as tourists and applying for refugee status. So they're already trying to discover the loopholes there. At the conference, Condon says he was surprised the anti-war movement has not been bolder in asking people in the military to resist. He says it's illegal for people in the military to resist, but then again, so is the war.
How's the war illegal?
Well, they didn't pass a resolution to go to war. It's a war without actually going through constitutional methods. Extra constitutional, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nothing new. I mean, we fought lots of wars without
declaring war. No, certainly nothing new, but that doesn't make his point less valid that it's nothing new. He's saying that these people in the military should resist. In fact, one guy we reported on not too long ago was sent back here for, I guess, his 30 days off or whatever, and then he just never came. He never reported back for duty.
Decided he wasn't going.
Right, and they caught him and brought him up on charges. He spent the year in jail, and now he's a free man as a result. I'd rather spend a year in prison. You know, if I was somebody in the military who was being held back, held into the military without my permission via the stop-loss program, I would see that as a real viable option. At least if you're sitting in a jail cell, there's no chance they're going to be putting you out on the front lines.
It's true.
So, 800-259-9230. I'd rather have 1 year in jail than 30 potential years stop-lost in Iraq.
I'd think that military jails are far more under control than a lot of, like, really dangerous state jail prisons.
Yeah, you could be right about that.
I would think that the military jails are pretty regimented.
Anyway, this whole draft that seems to be a brewing is certainly not good. I mean, we've seen evidence all over the place, everything from the Selective Service running national radio spots, encouraging kids to register.
Why would they want them to do that?
As the news has reported, President Bush asked the Selective Service to give him a report confirming they could be ready to reinstate the draft within 75 days' notice of needing to do so. They have since confirmed that. Of course, we've got the troops that just aren't being recruited. We have a shortage. They're going to need to fill that unless they bring the damn troops home. That's the only way to stop this, in my opinion.
Everything's pointing that way.
And it's certainly not pointing in the direction of bringing the troops home, at least, as far as I can tell.
No.
1-800-259-9231. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the communist. We'll talk about that coming up unless you interrupt the show and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. So take control.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of the U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now, and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, the show you can literally take control of. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's the Saturday night edition, and we're here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, yeah, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we've included some brand new links there with the archives that'll easily allow you to go vote for us at great sites like podcastpickle.com. So freetalklive.com, grab the archives. They're absolutely free. You can actually sign up for the podcast as well, which, of course, is free. I mean, I just need to keep repeating the fact that everything at Free Talk Live is free. Freetalklive.com.
Because we offer the services that we offer, many radio shows charge for.
Mm-hmm. Per month.
Per month, yeah.
1-800-259-9231. You can also email this show. Not only can you call in, but you can email us. And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. We've actually got a number of emails, and we don't guarantee to read your emails on the air. We will guarantee to take your calls, but the emails we get to filter through. Mary Jo emails us, and she says, "Hi, guys. I read this is Truth Out today. I'm Not sure what that means. And is it like a day dedicated to speaking the truth? I'm not sure what that means. And I thought that you might tell us what you see in FDR's additional rights. And what she's talking about here is this article she's included. She says, I really think these rights could be achieved in a free marketplace. What say you? And then she includes a New York Times article from a few days ago, from earlier this week, which is entitled A Radical in the White House. And it's just a lavishing praise on former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That's all this article does. It's just a huge puff piece for communism, basically. And I'm not going to read most of the article. I'm going to skip down to the actual quotes from Roosevelt himself. Apparently, during one of his State of the Union addresses, he laid out what he called a second Bill of Rights, under which a new basis of security and prosperity can be established for all, regardless of station, race, or creed. Doesn't that sound nice, man?
It does sound nice, yes. Yeah.
So then he enumerates these rights.
It always scares me, though, whenever he's got anything to say.
Yeah, get ready for this. He enumerates these rights, and here we go. We're going to go over them. We're going to analyze these and decide if they are indeed a right, or should be a right, and if they would be able to exist or happen in a free market. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Number one, the right to a useful and remunerative job in the industries or shops or farms or mines of the nation.
No, not a right.
You don't have a right to a job?
You don't have a right to a job because you don't own a job. Jobs can't be owned.
Mm-hmm.
The job that you have might belong to me. For instance, I work for Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. I don't own Free Talk Live as a business.
No.
I am an employee of Free Talk Live. It is not my job. I mean, it is my job, but I don't own it.
Actually, we're not a business, and nor are you an employee. So it's really it's a bad example.
Well, it's just
Let's talk about the coal mine.
Okay.
Somebody owns the coal mine.
They own the ground the coal mine's on, right, and all the equipment the coal mine operates.
Right. And you do not have the right. I mean, the word right confers that if you're the coal miner owner, Manwich, and mm-hmm. I'm looking for a job, to suggest that I have a right to a job would mean that I'd be able to come to you and say, well, when can I start?
Yep.
And it just doesn't work that way. You have to compete.
Ask for the job.
Yeah, you have to ask for the job. You have to compete with others for the job to prove that you're worthy of having this particular job, to prove that you can handle the responsibilities of having this job. So I'm sorry, but no, you do not have a right to a job. It's up to you to provide a job to find gainful employment
now,
for yourself.
Now, you have the right to work.
You have the right to work.
Sure.
As long as you're able to work, absolutely.
You can start your own little business.
Yes, you can.
Do whatever you want. That's your right.
You should have the freedom to work.
Yes.
You should have the freedom to start your own little business. But in our society, you don't, because of government regulations and government rules, which are designed to keep you from starting your own business. Although in a free market, there would be more jobs. There would be lot higher level of wealth for you to attain. We'll get more into this here. Here's another right, according to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the communist. He says, the right to earn enough to provide adequate food and clothing and recreation.
The right to earn enough.
Basically a living wage.
Okay.
You deserve. Right to $100 an hour.
No.
So you can be comfortable.
No.
That's just pure economic ignorance, that statement.
Mm.
The statement that you have the right to earn a certain amount of money, a determinate amount of money. Sorry, but no. Because the
economic... Who just gets to decide what a living wage is? Because I'm sure that there's, billionaires out there that think that a living wage is significantly higher than, say, what I do, or mm-hmm. what somebody who makes half of what I do.
Well, that's a great point, and how arbitrary the minimum wage is. There are people in this country...
Minimum wage isn't a living wage.
No, but there are people who would like it to become a living wage. They'd like to raise it to $15 an hour or $20 an hour or something like that. And what those people just don't understand is that when you raise the minimum wage, when you create this living wage, it just raises the prices of everything.
Yep. You can't go play in hokey pokey with the economy.
Right.
Sorry.
No, it doesn't work that way.
It's price fixing. It's mm-hmm. not fair.
Here's another one. According to FDR, the right of every farmer to raise and sell his products at a return which will give him and his family a decent living.
No, it's not the right of anybody to sell anything at a certain price.
Because if everybody had that right, then everybody would want to be a farmer. Because then you would have the right to make a decent living automatically just by being a farmer. You have the right to have a significant income. No, you have to compete.
You have to sell your products on an open market, provide a product that is distinct, unique, good price, for whatever reason, brings people to your egg stand on the side of the road,
right,
instead of the other guy's egg stand. Sorry, you're a communist, FDR. And this guy, I mean,
a communist,
you should read, I mean, I'm not going to on the air because it's just disgusting, but this article, the journalist
rules, you know,
who wrote this, is just lavishing FDR with praise. He's recapping these under the idea that, oh, it's so bad that we'd never actually achieved this. We could have had so much if we'd followed his vision. Blah, blah, blah. It's just utter socialism. That's what it is.
And it doesn't work.
No, it's been tried time and time again. But here's some more, just so you know, in case you've never heard what socialists want for this country. Here's some more.
Germany, the workers' paradise there, is having a lot of problems with their whole...
Like 12% unemployment right now, something like that?
But those people, apparently, their right to have a job at a living wage, mm-hmm. not working out.
Not working. All right. The right of every businessman, large and small, to trade in an atmosphere of freedom from unfair competition and domination by monopolies at home or abroad. Now, that one actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
Freedom is good. I like freedom. So an atmosphere of freedom, of course, fine with me. Unfair competition...
Just because a politician says freedom doesn't mean he means it.
Right. The term unfair competition I'm a little uncomfortable with. Because that implies that we're going to regulate.
Unfair competition means, it does imply that, but unfair competition really means the government isn't regulating.
That's true. And domination by monopolies at home or abroad, as we pointed out last night, the only way a monopoly can exist is if government approves it. If government says, you get to be the monopoly of power providing, or water providing, or computer software providing. Only government can grant monopolies. Anyway, here's something else he had to say. The right of every family to a decent home.
No. Sorry. Not a right.
Does that mean that everybody in New York City has the right to actually have a real home to live in?
With a yard?
Yeah.
Let's tear down all the big buildings in New York because everybody here has the right to a home.
No, you get to choose what area of the country you live in. If you want to go and live in New York, you're going to live in cramped, craft can conditions, and you're going to have to, you know, take what you can get there. And no, you don't have the right. On top of everything else, you don't have the right to go to a contractor, a construction guy, and say, build me a house.
Build
I'd like
house.
My decent home. Because that would mean that he's a slave to you, to your supposed rights. It's so asinine that people are into this. 1-800-259-9231. Obviously, they're just not thinking. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will.
something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234 to order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can also join us online and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got a brand new validated Shriner. That means a woman who listens to this show, who has sent us her photograph, and in that photo, she's holding up some sort of evidence that she listens to Free Talk Live. In this case, it's Sammy, who is a Malaysian student who's studying in New Zealand, as a matter of fact. So, pretty cool.
She's busy.
She's there at on our
looking for an American husband, folks.
I don't know about that.
Just kidding.
Not everybody wants to come here anymore, man, which we're not quite the beacon of liberty that we used to be.
I think we're still the best.
If,
in a lot of ways.
Hong Kong's the number one most economically free country, and we're number 12.
Well, Singapore's second, but you get beat
right
to death for spitting gum on the sidewalk.
True.
There.
Yes, they're not the most personally free country.
And that's economic freedom, and there are countries that have more personal freedoms, too. But I kind of like America for the mix.
Yeah.
Perhaps Holland or Denmark, I don't know. I mean, I don't know everything about the
although if
other
this,
countries. This is the one I like.
If people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt is what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, and I think he's the biggest contributor to messing it up, personally.
Yeah, he had almost an entire four terms in office here in this country, and he had a good opportunity to really screw things up around here, and we're talking about some of his brilliant ideas, which, I'm being facetious, they're communist ideas, they're socialist ideas, they're crazy ideas, but yet they're worshipped by people all across America.
Socialists.
Worshipped. Including this guy from the New York Times who is writing an article about Franklin Delano Roosevelt's ideas. And he's calling this is Franklin Delano Roosevelt's second Bill of Rights. And we're going over these one by one, just finding out if these really are or should be rights, and if so, or if not, what are they really all about? And so let's get into some more of this. The right of every family to a decent home. And that, as we were last saying during the last segment, that basically means that if you have that right, that means you get to go up to any contractor in your area and say, "Well,
build me
a house. I think I'd like that model right there." "Oh, you want me to pay for it? I have a right.
It's my right.
I have a right to that house." Well, that means that you have a right to force that builder to build you a home. That means that you have a right to put someone into slavery conditions. No, I'm sorry. When your supposed right has someone being put into slavery, it's not a right. That's evidence right there that it's not a right. Because what if the builders decided to, if this really did happen, let's say that next week, let's say the Congress passed a law that says, from here on out, every person in America has the right to a decent house. And then everybody, all of a sudden, all these people who don't own homes started knocking on the front doors of all the builders in town and demanding that they get their homes built. What do you think those builders would do?
Well, you know, it's not actually going to happen that way, right?
I'm saying, what do you think would happen if it did happen that way? Because this
builders
what he
are going to go out of business or say no. Or
well,
what?
Right. He wants the right of every family to a decent home. So I'm proposing that if it happened, yeah, the builder would say, "What, you're not going to pay me?" "Well, no, we're not going to pay you. What, Congress just said we have a right. And that means that you have to
consider
our right."
Congress said it. It must be true.
And so then the builders are going to say, "Well, I'm not going to do it. What are you going to do about it?" "Well, we're going to have to go to the bureaucracy of house building and have them come after you." "Well, I'm closing down my business. What are you going to do about that?" "Well, we're going to force you to stay in business." Because that's what they're suggesting.
They're suggesting that they're going to somehow be able to force builders to stay in business and to build people homes for free, and then maybe they'll get subsidies from the state as a result of doing that.
I'm sure they would.
That's why we have
just
doctors.
Like doctors, they would get paid, you know, very little in order to do and have to put in mounds of paperwork in order to do their business.
That's why we have doctors leaving the business.
Yes,
because they're tired of the socialism. They're tired of the paperwork. And in the same way, home builders would leave the business as well. And then you got nobody building houses.
Nobody
then you've
likes
got
socialism.
Then you've got a housing shortage. Anyway,
nobody likes to be told what to do.
The right, according to federal Franklin Delano communist, the right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health.
Adequate medical care, no. You have the right to try to earn as much money as you can so that you have enough money to care for yourself with, you know, medical help and, you know, take good care of yourself with vitamins and minerals and all that good stuff. But
you should be living in a free market. You should have the freedom to choose your health care provider. You should have the freedom to go to a variety of different services, price around, use the free market in health care, which we don't have. And if we did, medical care would be very affordable, and it would be very, very excellent. The quality level would be going up if the free market was in control.
There'd be huge advances, too.
In fact, we reported last night that Vermont is looking at doing a state-controlled healthcare system.
Yeah, like that's going to go well.
A 100% socialized healthcare system. Now, we're not for it. I don't want to make it sound like I want them to do this because it's going to impoverish the poor people there in Vermont even more so than they are today. But if it does go through, it will be interesting. It will be an interesting study in contrast because you're going to have Vermont that's going to have this socialist medicine system, and that means they're probably going to be 49th or 50th as far as the rankings of healthcare and as of each of the states.
Yeah, they'll race down the charts.
Yeah, and they'll be, and then right next door will be New Hampshire, the free state. Where the free market is going to be taking more control over the healthcare system. And as a result, by the way, New Hampshire right now is the number two healthiest state in the union. So we don't have very much far to go to be number one. If we just loosen the controls a little bit, we'll be number one. So you'll have the 50th state next to the first state. What do you think the difference is?
I don't think any media is going to jump on that one.
No, I don't think so either.
They like disease. That's their favorite thing.
There's a couple more rights here, but here's one that says the right to adequate medical care and the opportunity to achieve and enjoy good health. I'm all for the opportunity.
Sure.
Opportunity. America is supposed to be the land of opportunity. You should have the opportunity to go wherever you like to get health care. But in this country, over 52% of health care dollars are spent by governments. That's mostly socialist.
Yeah.
That's not good for our health.
More than half socialist.
The right of, finally, the right, oh, two more. The right to adequate protection from the economic fears of old age, sickness, accident, and unemployment.
No.
No, you don't have that right. You should go buy some insurance for all of those things. You should take responsibility for yourself. Take responsibility for your life. And unfortunately, government regulations have driven the cost of insurance out of the reach of most people. So if we actually had a free market in insurance, that'd actually be affordable.
This thought about right is what has given us this Ponzi scheme called the Social Security Administration.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it forcibly takes 15% of your wages every time, you know, every dollar you make, 15 cents.
And the mindset
it's not quite
here,
right, but
the mindset that people like Franklin Delano Roosevelt have, these socialists, the mindset is, you don't know what you're doing. You don't, you, no, 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 Manwich. You don't get to save that money. You give it to us. We'll save your money. We'll take care of you in old age. You're afraid of getting old. He says, the economic fears of old age. You're afraid about your retirement. We understand. Shh, shh, shh. It's okay. We'll take care of you. In fact, we'll take care of your retirement. We'll take care of your where your kids get educated. We'll take care of taking care of your parents when they get old. You don't worry. You just go to work in our factories and you just live your life and we'll be here to catch you when you fall down because you don't save any of your money in older age.
You're too stupid to handle it on your own.
That's what it is. It's that condescending attitude of you should hand over your responsibilities to us. Why would you want all of these responsibilities when we, the big great government, the greatest government of all time, could take care of you? Why wouldn't you want to be taken care of? F you! I want to take care of myself. You let me save my own money. You let me provide for my own life and my own place to live and my own car to drive in because I'm capable of doing it. And just because some people are incapable doesn't mean you should punish me. More Free Talk Live on the way. 800-259-9231.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the show toll-free at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
The live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so still plenty of time for you to get your calls in about anything, whether it be a political issue, something of a personal nature, whatever is on your mind goes at 800-259-9231. And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the live streaming there for you. With a broadband version as well as a not-so-broadband version. For those of you still on dial-up, everybody can listen for free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about our communist president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yes, the New Deal and all of the wonderful social programs that he was responsible for bringing into view here in this country and destroying the freedoms that we have here. We're talking about what he called his second Bill of Rights, and this is from Mary Jo, who emailed us this disgustingly lavish, loving article from the New York Times about Franklin Delano Roosevelt, because apparently last week was the anniversary of his death, the 60th anniversary, and this particular journalist is mourning over it and bemoaning the fact that we're not completely a communist nation yet. And so finally, we're going through all these silly rights that FDR proposed that everybody have. The right of every family to a decent home. The right for every farmer to earn a big, good living. The right for a blah, blah, blah. All these things that force, he is talking about forcing people to do things. If you have the right to a decent home, that means that you get to go to a contractor and demand a home. And that's not right at all. It's not freedom. And that's what we need. That's what we need to have a right to, is freedom. The freedom to make choices and the freedom to live our lives as we see fit, not as the people in Washington decide. And there's one more right here that's listed. And of course, just like in the Communist Manifesto, it's the final one.
It's the big one.
The right to a good education.
Mm.
There again, we have the same situation. This is a right to go to walk up to a teacher and demand educating. To walk up to somebody who is in the education business and say, well, enroll me in your class.
Well, he sure won on this one.
Well, no, he didn't. Government education does not qualify as good.
Okay.
As much as he would like it to be, or his supporters would like to think that, no, I'm sorry. Anybody who looks even briefly at the statistics...
I guess I was thinking about government control over education.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely gotten government control over education. No doubt about that. That's been solid for a good 50 years here in this country. But unfortunately, it's the government control over education that has ruined it. It has dropped education into the toilet. We used to be number one in the beginning part of the 20th century, and now we're somewhere way, way far away from number one. We are no longer
50th.
We are no longer the best educated country in the world.
Not by a long shot.
No, and it's because of government control and this whole idea that people have rights to things like this, that they have the rights to tell other people what to do, to tell other people how to behave, just because Franklin Delano Roosevelt said they did.
It's stifled education.
You should have the ability to acquire a good education. The market will provide it. If you would get the government out of education, we would see a renaissance. We would literally see a renaissance age in the availability and the high quality and variety of different educational choices and standards out there for people to choose for their own children.
Sure would.
It would be an explosion in the marketplace. Because it's been so restricted for so long by the government and its goons on the various school boards around this country. They have cracked down on your children's ability to learn. Human beings, by being born, people have the ability to learn things, especially kids. I mean, their minds are ripe, they're able, they're, in lots of cases, if they're educated the right way, they're excited about it. They're excited about learning. They're excited about coming to class the next day because learning, in some cases, in some schools, is a fun experience. At most government schools, it's like going to jail for 8 hours a day. The buses actually resemble jail buses. The schools themselves resemble jails in some fashions. You know, they're
all institutional.
A lot of them were designed by the same guys who built the jails in the very towns that the schools are in. It is not a good education when you put the government in charge. And we don't really have to point out very much to make our case. Government ruins almost everything it touches. It has like the reverse Midas touch. Instead of turning things to gold, they turn things into a hill of crap. Government has wonderful intentions. Oh, give everybody a good education. Make it affordable. Well, unfortunately, it's not affordable. They spend over $7,000 per pupil in government education, and studies have shown that private educations at the most average levels are half of that price.
Yep. Now, they're providing a superior education at private schools.
Yeah.
Your kids aren't learning how to knife fight in the bathroom. They aren't, being exposed to all kinds of sexual deviance at schools. And why is it that private schools can pull this off at half the rate that public schools are charging per student? Now that public schools don't charge you, they take it from you because, you know, if you don't pay your property taxes, well, we'll take your house away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in fact, you don't own your house. The government does.
Right.
Because you have to do what they say. You have to pay them money to keep it.
Right.
Now, I'm sorry, that's not owning.
No. That's are renting that property.
If I sell you a car and then you have to pay me annually to keep that car, I still own the car.
Mm-hmm. So as a
it's a lease,
right? As a property so-called owner, you're really just renting it from the government. And renters are really double renters. They're renting their property. They're just the owner of their property. They're renting is just simply subleasing.
Proverbs says the borrower is the servant of the lender.
1-800-259-9231. If you've got comments here, do you agree with any of these rights that FDR proposed? Do you think that we should have these rights? I believe in a good education. I think all kids should have the opportunity to have good education. Unfortunately, when government controls it, it'll never be good. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
so what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. We're still inside hour number two here. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern time, and we're live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through, hundreds of people interacting there on a daily basis, so be sure you check that out. It's absolutely free, and it's fun at freetalklive.com. So, I don't know, man. Do you have any more comments on the FDR communist education thing?
No. I mean, you know, he's my least favorite president all along, and I knew that I wasn't going to agree with anything he said, and sure enough, I didn't. And the second Bill of Rights that he pointed out is all just a bunch of communist gobbledygook. It could have been taken right out of the Communist Manifesto.
Most of it was. Unfortunately, people seem to just gobble that garbage up.
It's greed.
Greed?
Greed.
Yeah, I guess he is appealing to greed. You have the right to a house. You have the right to a good education. You have the right to a secure retirement. I don't think it's as much as greed as a security feeling. Like, oh, the government will take care of me. I can be, I can just
do whatever I want.
Do whatever I want. Live my life as slipshod as I'd like. Be as careless as I prefer. And the government will pick up the ball on the bill if I hurt myself. The government will take care of my kids. In fact, you know, I heard a commercial on another radio station last night, and it was a commercial for the PTA, Parent Teacher Association.
I'm familiar.
And the commercial was one of those PSAs that was encouraging parents to find out about your child's school.
That's what they actually said in the commercial. Find out about your child's school. Get involved with the PTA. You know, and that's a nice message, I guess. But it kind of made me realize, if we didn't have government education, if we didn't have government picking up the ball and taking responsibility for educating people's kids, then parents would have to know about their kid's school.
Yep. They do more research on the car they're going to buy than the school they send their kid to.
Right. They don't research the school they're going to send their kid to. When you move somewhere, the government sends you a piece of paper in the mail saying, "Welcome to so-and-so-ville, and here's where your kids will be going to school, and here's the bus stop, and here's the day you need to have them there." And then the kids and the parents just say, "Okay, kids, let's go buy you a backpack and send them on off." It is so sad that we have radio spots, that our government, the PTA, is paying for radio spots to encourage parents to be involved in their kids' education. You did this, PTA people. You did this, you communist school people, because you told parents that you'd take responsibility. And so, therefore, they went ahead and just pushed their kids over to you for 8 hours a day and didn't even bother to find out who their teachers are or what the school's all about or how dismal of a program it is. No wonder people don't realize that government education is so bad. They don't even pay attention. And that's I think, one of the ways, and you could call it greed, but I would actually attribute it to laziness, that FDR proposing all of these rights. He is appealing to people's desire to be lazy. Hey, you don't have to research your kid's school if we decide which school they'll go to.
Well,
be lazy. It's okay. We'll pick up the ball. You don't have to worry.
With power comes responsibility. And so you have all the power in your life. You have to give it away. Mm-hmm. And in the process, there you go. The government gets it and has all the power.
I'd like to have my responsibilities back. Thank you very much. I'm fully capable of handling them. 800-259-9231. We got hour number 3 on the way. We got emails to get to. We got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. And your calls, if you make them, about anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...